I am curious about nursing home availability.
What motivated some of the early European settlers to move?
Are there refugees living in Southwest Florida?
Why isn't there more smart vertical growth?
It's Curious Gulf Coast, where WGCU answers your questions about Southwest Florida and its people.
Like it was my birthday.
And how old did you turn?
4.
I'm Rachel Iacovone. I'm in a lab at Florida Gulf Coast University talking to a 4-year-old about every photo in her mom's camera roll. Her mom, Alana Underwood, asked Curious Gulf Coast,
is there some factor in this area that's causing more cases of pediatric cancer than other parts of the nation?
Most cancer research revolves around finding a cure, but on the campus of Underwood's alma mater, there is a new registered student organization, the FGCU Cancer Research Program, which is doing preventative research into what causes cancer in the first place. Underwood is balancing her daughter on her hip as we crowd into the small lab space the group shares with a genetic study of fruit flies. One of the tiny flies escapes its test tube and buzzes past student researcher, senior biology major, Sarah Lobauer's ear. She swats it away with a sigh.
We work on more of the molecular basis of cancer as to what causes certain types of cancer and stuff like that. All this is 33% acetic acid.
Lobauer uses an eyedropper to carefully add a drop of the acid to each cell plate on the tray she prepped 2 days earlier. When she's done, she places the tray on a machine that rocks slowly back and forth to gently break the cells off their slides.
What we're going to do is we're going to look and see, after we lyse the cells, break them apart, and get everything out of them, how much difference there is.
The group's advisor, Professor Lindsay Rhodes, says the program formed, in large part, to fill a need in the area.
Even though we have great cancer research in the state of Florida, at the Moffitt Center, at the Mayo Clinic, but other larger universities, Southwest Florida really doesn't have a large cancer research hub.
The region does, though, have a children's health hub, found at Golisano Children's Hospital in Fort Myers, which just moved into its own building. When Melinda De Jesus recently brought her 3-year-old daughter there, medical director Dr. Craig MacArthur assured her that modern medicine could treat cancer better than it did 5 years ago. Her daughter, Shoshana, doesn't have cancer, though. De Jesus had brought her in because her daughter Lily did, 5 years ago, when treatments weren't what they are today.
A couple months prior to diagnosis, she had broken her collarbone, and that's kind of another sign when kids break bones easily.
De Jesus has 4 children, including Shoshana, who many say is a spitting image of her sister. De Jesus disagrees, though. She says, unlike Shoshana, by age 4, Lily was very pale, her hair was the color of clay, and her stomach was distended. She didn't think anything of those things until one night, during their usual tickle time, she noticed a lump on Lily's side. After a night of tests, De Jesus was still waiting for answers when she began pacing the hospital halls.
A doctor approached me and they said, "Are you Lily's mom?" And I said, "Yeah," and it was Dr. MacArthur. And he said, "Well, I'm sure at this point they've told you, right, that she has what we would call stage 4 because it's in numerous parts of her body." And he said he was leaning towards neuroblastoma, and me, nor anyone in my family, or anyone of my friends, no one had ever heard the term.
Neuroblastoma is one of the most common types of pediatric cancer. It accounts for 7% of diagnoses in the U.S. The survival rate of children diagnosed with neuroblastoma is now up to 9 out of 10 cases in infants, but not for those who are diagnosed closer to age 5, like Lily. Older children typically don't get this form of cancer, but when they do, it's much harder for them to recover.
By Lily's age, no one really lives. At that time, they told us there was a 12% chance of survival, but we didn't get that. Like, we were like, oh, then she'll be in that 12%. You know what I mean? Like...
After 10 months of chemotherapy, surgeries, and stem cell transplants, Lily lost her battle to cancer on June 10th, 2012.
It was weird. I don't want to cry. It's funny because I talk about it a lot and I never cry. We had like 40 people in the room. I mean, so much family. And a lot of people don't want people in the room, but she loved family and family loved her.
Unfortunately, that familial connection can also be found in the cancer itself, which is why De Jesus says she is paranoid about Shoshana, who never got the chance to meet her sister. De Jesus takes Shoshana and both of her sons to Golisano Children's Hospital the second any of them have similar symptoms. The statewide rate of pediatric cancer is 13.6 cases per 100,000 children per year. According to Golisano's numbers, though, the Southwest Florida rate is 19 cases, close to 30% more per capita. This rate is calculated through the use of cancer registries.
It basically shows what their diagnosis is, where they were diagnosed, what their age is, what their race is, all these sort of demographic things. And zip code is what is used as the marker for geography.
Dr. Craig MacArthur, Lilly's oncologist and Golisano's medical director, says the issue with identifying whether there is a cancer cluster is that patients are registered where they are diagnosed rather than where they lived when the cancer began. Lily De Jesus lived in Bonita Springs. She was registered in Southwest Florida, but so was another little boy MacArthur describes.
I have a young man that about a year and a half ago diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. He was 4 years old. He lived his first 3 years and 11 months of life in Flint, Michigan, and then moves here and gets diagnosed with cancer. Now, is that a Florida cancer case?
Tomorrow, in part two of our Curious Gulf Coast investigation into pediatric cancer, we'll meet that young man and hear from one of the researchers who first identified the suspected South Florida pediatric cancer cluster. For Curious Gulf Coast, I'm Rachel Iacovone.